You are listening to the WADT podcast. This episode is part two of a four-part series called Transform. For this series, we are collaborating with the Thye Hua Kwan Moral Charities, a non-profit organization that provides assistance to the elderly, the sick, families, children, and persons with disabilities through many different programs and services. One of which is the Brotherhood Program, where men who have caused hurt to their loved ones are helped to resolve their issues with anger and aggression. Throughout this series, you'll be hearing very real and personal stories of adversity, courage, and victory told by those who live these experiences. Today, we have with us Ismail and Sebastian, who have agreed and boldly come forward to share their stories. Welcome to both of you to WADT, and thank you for being willing to share your story. Okay, Ismail, let's begin by maybe asking you to share what brought you to the Brotherhood Program.
I was introduced to the Brotherhood Program by my counselor Irene. Yeah, so Irene and I met through the court, actually, because me and my sister, we had an issue. Both of us do not have any violent history. Yeah, but unfortunately, we had an altercation that caused both of us to be a little bit handsy. Yeah, both of us never had any problems before. Good relationship, everything. Just because of one stupid argument, somehow scratches and slaps were thrown. My reaction to scratches and slaps was my own violent reaction. Yes, I was hit and scratched and abused first, but I think that it was a mistake. Everyone's a human, and my sister was angry. I was angry. Both of she went to the cops. I didn't. I have a temper, but no, I don't do physical things. Like I would shout and scream. Yes. Definitely, but it's not a common thing. It's not a daily occurrence. It's like once or twice a year, to be honest. Yeah, and usually it's when people attack me. I would say when I get angry, I get very angry. Yeah.
Oh, just like the Incredible Hulk, right?
yes. And I'm also quite vengeful. I keep it here. And I wait my time, but I'll get my revenge.
And oh dear! All right, I better not make you angry.
but it's not good. It's not good, actually.
I mean, everyone gets angry, but you know, for some people, it is, you know, a trigger point, right? It's a very raw nerve that once you touch it, wow, it triggers off a chain reaction that. It's very hard to stop. It can be stopped, but very hard to stop. Where do you think it came from in your case?
I think it was how I was brought up.
Okay. Would you like to share a little bit about that?
I'm the eldest child of my family. I've always been the abang for my... I have other siblings. I have about four siblings. All younger, all younger than me. And I was brought up to be responsible for all of them. If I get into trouble, I get beaten. If my siblings get into trouble, I get beaten. So I refuse to say that I was it was an abusive childhood, even though almost every day I got caned, because I was naughty. Yeah, my siblings were very naughty. So I think we kind of deserve it lah, but. I grew up angry because I did not know why I was being caned. Nobody explained it to me. Yeah, I don't understand why somebody else's actions, I was to be punished. Yeah, and I grew up angry because of that.
Hi, Sebastian. How are you today?
Yeah, hi, I'm good.
Yeah, okay. So maybe a bit of your background and what led you to... the joining the program, the Brotherhood program. Yeah, Sebastian.
Brotherhood program. Actually, I was introduced by my FSC to the Brotherhood program. Because I went through a few counseling with them and things were still not resolving. So maybe my counselor worked out, this plan worked out when I referred Sebastian to the Brotherhood. So that's how I came to the Brotherhood program.
So what led you to being counseled? Maybe a bit of what happened in the past?
What happened in the past, why I was being counseled and all that, because this is all started when my son passed on. In 2016, he passed on. So that's where the anger started. That's where the family issue started with my wife, children, people around me. And also, I did not forgive myself. The blame, the violence.
Well, it's time for a very important message. And the message is this. There are many forms of abuse. They may be physical, emotional, or sexual in nature. Parents can also abuse their children by either physically or emotionally neglecting them. If you are one of the one using violence, we urge you to seek help to overcome your aggressive and violent tendencies. If you are being abused or know of someone who is, help is available. Please call the National Anti-Violence Helpline, 1-800-777-0000. Family violence is not a private matter. Everyone can play a part to stop it. So you have gone through the Brotherhood program. How long was the program?
A few months lah. Yeah, once a week. I think once a week. I'm sorry, my memory is a bit shady because the last session was like maybe 6 months ago, 7 months ago. So I cannot remember.
No problem.
Yeah, but it's about once a week lah.
Okay.
I think so, yeah.
So you have gone through the program, you have finished it. Okay. Can you share with us how did the program help you, you know, in terms of helping you change in your anger and maybe anger management?
At first, I was like, I cannot accept. I decided to join, but I like still had that thing where I cannot accept because I know I'm not a violent person, nor am I abusive. I don't think so. But slowly what I learned is, even though your intention is not to be abusive, you may be regarded as abusive. For me, like sometimes raising your voice to make a point is okay. But to others, that's not right. Because you're speaking to another adult or another human being. And you have to show respect to that person. So, I could see where that is coming from, where other people are coming from. And the other thing that I learned is gratitude. Because when I hear other people's stories, their backgrounds, what they are facing, I always reflect back, I've got it good. I'm living life on easy mode. If it's a game, I'm on easy mode because I have friends that are supportive. I'm in good health. I have a job. I have a home. I've got food to eat. I've got living family. So what more do you want? Yeah. So when I hear other people's stories, I'm like, wow, other people have bigger problems than me.
How do you inculcate or develop this attitude of gratitude?
I'm a proud man. Yeah, I'm a very proud man. I've always felt that everything I achieved it by myself. That's a myth. That's not true. I am where I am now because of the support and love of my family and friends. But before, because I was doing very well, I had a good career, I had lots of money, and everything. But that made me very proud. egoistic, probably.
Yeah, I guess it's not wrong to be proud, right? I think there's a place to it for it. I think the problem comes when you are proud to the point, you know, that you're not open to recognize some of the areas that you're not very good in, where it needs, you know, improvement, and also not appreciating and honoring others in your life who have made sacrifices and have contributed to your success also.
All right, Sebastian, you were mentioning about you were angry and you were sad by your child's death just now, and then you went to attend a program by a Brotherhood, or Tai Hai Kwan. And maybe you can tell us a bit on what about the program that made you a change and to what you are today.
The program, first thing I when I attend Brotherhood program, actually when this problem was going on, I was very reserved. I wouldn't want to share anyone. I was worried by the authorities. So when I first came here, I one of the person called Mr. Ben, I opened up to him and tell him. So when I came here, I saw other brothers and I look at them and I was very quiet. So I was not searching for, you know, revenge or anything, or to pursue the law, I mean, nothing. I just want a medicine, you know, my wound to be. So there, when I open up my problem, I just slightly open up. So one of the brother voice out, he really voice out, you see, how could this be happening, you know? And the next brother open up, another brother open up. So I felt that I in the same boat, the brotherhood, I have people who have the same pain which I went through, and slowly they guided me what to do, not what to do, and but in a very nice manner, not enforcing me, putting down rules and regulations, so Sebastian like this, like that. No. But very nice, and they tell me how men should be, the wife, how you should tackle your problems, and what are the tools you need to use. I took the tools and used. Yeah, today I'm better my family, much more better my family, my kids.
What are the changes that in your life that has happened?
What are the changes in my life have happened? I am happy with my family now. As a man, I always tell them, learn to say sorry. You know, before your action, whatever you do, you should think of the consequences, important. And I learned to respect the woman who's with you all the way. The kids are small. Yeah, they may be small, but they're learning, you see. And what are you feeding them? So I think of this and also learn to give back to the society by doing charity and all that.
What about friends? I mean, I'm sure that you mentioned about the other brothers who are around you. So what difference does it make compared to the friends you have then and now?
Dan was, my Dan friends was, I call it beneficial friends. And now the friends I'm having are not beneficial friends, they're real friends. So even the situation now I'm in now, a friend was given me the opportunity. They gave me this opportunity to do my own things, my own business and all that. So from there is my stepping stone. So slowly I met one, two friends. Also have this same problem, but they are not just recommended to the brotherhood. What I learn here, and also I talk to them, and they're much better. And they ask me where have you got all this counseling, all this from? And I tell them about brotherhood. If the men open up and they come to brotherhood, if they open up 100%, I tell you 101%, they will benefit. They will benefit, and I'll definitely say they will feel the changes not only around them, and also the family, friends, relatives, everyone. Even the work. This is the kind of attitude that will bring into your workforce everywhere. So brotherhood have that much of tools that, you know, have changed me entire thing in me, around me.
Yeah. So what would be your message to the men out there? I mean, if there's one message, something that you really feel deep about. Talking to another brother out there who probably faced the same situation that you have faced before, what would be your message be, your most important message to them be?
The message to them is they're not alone. They're never alone. And there is people that will give listening ears, a shoulder. There is, and I think brotherhood is the place where they should land. And violence doesn't solve anything. It only make you worse, bad, and you cannot go far with violence. So I'll tell a message to the brothers, drop the violence, you know, go in a soft manner and learn to say sorry. That's important.
Ismail, what would your message be to the men, whether they are fathers or not, listening to this conversation? What would you want to say to them?
I think what I would like to tell the men out there is that maybe this is harsher, but life's not fair. But that is where the gratitude comes in. Yeah, because if you keep seeing the glass as half empty, seeing that everyone is after you, it's always my fault that everyone's blaming you. The truth is life's not fair, and not everyone once is interested in your story. They just are interested in the headlines. So we as men got to take responsibility for our actions. We got to take responsibility of our action on how we react or behave towards that.
Very good advice. Thank you very much. So finally, thank you again to Ismail and Sebastian for being courageous to come on this podcast to share your story. It's not easy, I know, but thank you for doing that. I'm sure many who will listen to this will be touched and also will be motivated, inspired to take some action, especially those who might have very similar experiences as what you have experienced. So thank you and have a nice day.